Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Miserably hot and humid. It was just terrible over the weekend. I don't know if you're outside or not, but you know, I didn't realize that Memorial Day weekend was coming up as quickly as it is, which is this weekend. So if it wasn't miserably hot and humid, we'd have a story, right? Highs today about 90, 90 tomorrow, and then maybe a little bit cooler by Thursday or Friday, but then it's going to go right back up to 90 degrees. So that's just the way it is in summertime in New Orleans. It's going to be hot for those prisoners that are on their run, I'll tell you that. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're inside being watched over. Darlene Costanza joins us now, president of Crime Stoppers, and president of... I don't have my glasses on, Darlene. Give me a second. And CEO of Crime Stoppers. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
I'm all right. Let's talk about the rewards that are out. First of all, these people cannot be out in the street. They could not have eluded law enforcement for this long unless somebody was helping them. Is that an accurate statement?
We would believe so, yes.
So tell me about the rewards, and I saw the governor and talk about increasing the award, and he and Cameron Henry are covering something. What's all that about?
So yesterday the governor and the state police had a press conference, and what was announced that day was that our award actually increased, and part of that thanks to the governor and Cameron Henry, Senator Cameron Henry. Our reward is $5,000. The ATF over the weekend had actually added to our reward there with another $5,000. And again, with our rewards, everyone understands that it is on, it is based, you are remaining anonymous. And of course, it's based on the apprehension of these individuals. The FBI then announced that they had increased their award of five up to $10,000. So technically now there is a up to $20,000 cash reward on each of the escapees for their apprehension. And
up to 20,000,
yes.
On each of them. Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes. On each of these escapees. And with, with all of this, of course, it has to lead to an action. It has to lead to an arrest, and law enforcement verifies that their information is what led to that capture. And certainly we also, want to always remind folks that you can remain anonymous going through Crime Stoppers. That's why the name, you see the number popping up through there. We're going to be given a tip number, which is our standard procedures. And, within the first, 24 hours, when we made the first arrest, those tips, when they came in, law enforcement, it was within less than an hour that the tip came in and there were apprehensions. So, we're just urging anyone at this point, and we are. We have received a lot of tips, particularly just since yesterday.
Do you know if Crime Stoppers was involved with the arrest of any of the people that were in jail that escaped?
Yes, with the second arrest, it was a direct tip. And again, within less than an hour, a tip came in. Law enforcement made that apprehension.
No, to get them, they got them in jail, yes, in the first place.
Oh, got them in jail in the first place. Honestly, no, I do not have that information.
So for somebody that doesn't understand how Crime Stoppers work, take me through that, Darlene, would you please?
Sure. So for us, I mean, we're all about allowing you to make an anonymous tip. And once you send us a tip, and you always hit the phone number, the 822-1111. So, I mean, that's one way that people can call. There's also our website, which is crimestoppersgno.org. When people come to the website, it's real important, Tommy, that they look at the site, and at the very top it says post a tip. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's how you do it. You do that, you hit that tile, and that way when you're giving us the information, you are anonymous. And at the very end, you get a tip number. And that's your identifier, that tip number. It doesn't mean anything except for the fact that, you know, it's a sequential number that the computer generates for you. We maintain your anonymity through that tip number. Or you can use our app, which is the Crime Stoppers Geno Say It Here mobile app. Each way, everything is done. It's encrypted. There is no way that we're going to be tracking back your IP address. I mean, it's truly an anonymous process. Once we get the information, and with this, it's been 24/7 for several days now, so you can hear it in my voice. That information goes directly to law enforcement. In this case, the state police has been the lead agency as the kind of the coordinator for all of this information. They're vetting it 24/7 live time and dispatching where they need dispatch. In our particular situation, we can post questions back to our tipsters. So we always tell people to check their tip and buy their tip number, check their tip. If they want to add information to that tip, go ahead and add it. Because once they're set in the system for that particular tip, you know, they're using that same number. They're told to check back with us because we're not going to call you. Crime Stoppers never is going to call you, you know, and say, oh, this is Crime Stoppers calling. We don't do that.
Because you don't know who they are, right?
Okay. Exactly. So, you know, it's critical that people understand they need to contact us again. And when an arrest happens, once law enforcement gives us that information, because they have to give us what we call a disposition, the person is then eligible for that cash reward. And our rewards are paid out in cash by the tip number.
At what point were you guys brought into this, Darlene? I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm. We were brought into this pretty much, very early on. You'll see us at the first press conference, I think at 5:00,
yeah,
with the sheriff's office. And at the same time, the FBI had also announced that, well, right before our press conference, had announced that they were also adding a $5,000 reward. So, so it was pretty early on, and we started receiving tips, you know, the day of.
Because the escape happened at 1 a.m., I think they said, and they didn't find him until 8:30. And then at what point do you know that NOPD get?
I don't know. I mean, whatever has been reported in the news, yeah. I can only, you know, vouch for.
And that's why I was asking about when you guys were brought mm-hmm. into this.
Right. So, you know, and for the way we work, we don't just post rewards. And this is important for people who are out there who might be victims. You know, Crime Stoppers will have a reward available on violent felony crimes. But we always ask law enforcement, you know, is it okay for us to go ahead and post in this particular case? You know, there is a request so that we'll make sure that we're working as a partnership. And that's certainly how it happened for this particular incident. We waited to have a, you know, announcement with the sheriff's office. So everybody was on board. We learned who the, you know, investigating agency lead's going to be so that it's a coordinated effort. It's not just, you know, somebody out there on an island.
I don't want to bring you to an area where you're not comfortable, mm-hmm. but, you know, if you look at, you know, the timeline on this and the video and who was asleep at the switch? Who was doing what? Who knew what when? Are you accepting, is Crime Stoppers at any point accepting tips from anybody within the OPP or Orleans, what is it, Criminal Justice Center, who has information on how this could have happened, or not really, not yet?
Well, we would not be asking where you're coming from. So if someone was going to send information that actually was an employee, certainly we would take that information.
That's what I'm saying. So if somebody is with OPP or Orleans, what is it, the Orleans Criminal Justice?
Orleans Parish Criminal Justice Center.
Orleans Parish OPP, Criminal Justice Center, yeah. Right, exactly. It's the Orleans Parish Prison is what it is. But if somebody were to be a worker there and have knowledge of information, they could be eligible for a reward in some way?
Again, everybody's anonymous, and the information, if it leads to that arrest, they would then be eligible. The person who would not be eligible would be the inmate that's escaped.
Right. And
or someone helping them.
Right. At this point, somebody that, if there was information on somebody helping them, that would not be eligible for a reward, though, right now, correct? Or would it?
If it was someone.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm sorry.
In other words, if X works at the jail and helped Y escape, mm-hmm. and C also works at the jail and drops a dime on X and says, you know, X was the one that helped Y escape. Is there any reward involved for that or not?
For the person saying who did it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Just like you, if you were calling in.
All right.
And let us know, yes, who committed the crime.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back. 622, Tommy Tucker talking to Darlene Costanza. Crime Stoppers, up to $20,000 on each escaped inmate now. Seven of them still out there. I think they'll be caught by the end of the day. With the U.S. Marshals involved, they don't mess around, but we'll see. Traffic now, WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Darlene Costanza, president and CEO of Crime Stoppers. Big reward out for the remaining prisoners that escaped on Friday from New Orleans Justice Center. Seven of them, up to $20,000 each. Darlene, somebody wants to know, how do they pick up cash anonymously?
Okay, so for our purposes, of course, the FBI has their own guidelines mm-hmm. on how they provide a reward. But for our purposes, it is done through a bank drive-up, actually. And it's done by that tip number.
Mm-hmm. Done by what, did you say?
It's done by the tip number.
Okay.
So, again, the tip number has to be used. We're not asking you to record your name down on anything. And the process is we have a local place, a bank that we've set up only between ourselves and the tipster. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it moves, the location moves. It's not the same place at any time. And they were eligible at that point. They will be told to go get them, go through the drive up at that point.
If somebody wants to contribute, because I got a text asking about this, contribute to the mm-hmm. Crime Stoppers reward to try to get these people caught, how would they do that, Darlene?
Yes, they can go ahead and reach out to our office, the phone number there, or, well, the email. You could reach out to info@crimestoppersgno.org, and we'll connect back to you. Or the phone number in the administrative office is 504-837-8477.
I don't know if you know this or not, but $20,000 a person, that's substantial. I'm just wondering, in your experience of doing this for so long, is there a tipping point where once you get to X amount of dollars, the tips really start coming in?
Actually, it's changed over the years, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to say there is a tipping point or, you know, the magic number. I mean, a lot of families certainly, Tommy, always ask that, where do I need to be? Mm-hmm. It certainly has increased over the years. I mean, where $1,000 used to be,
right.
you know, significant, now it's going up. But I think the most important part with this is I think the citizens need to understand. I mean, if you look at the strength of the people engaged, state police, FBI, ATF, U.S. Marshals. You mentioned the U.S. NOPD, of course, OPP. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. Marshals, you mentioned, I mean, they are... You know, once someone's information is there,
right.
they are there, they are making arrests. That's one of our greatest partners. But yeah, the serious nature of this, I mean, so we hope people aren't there out there harboring and helping, because you're going to be brought in too.
I'm thinking close business today, Darlene. What do you think?
We would hope.
Okay.
I know for sure that we'll have more in custody, and hopefully, yes, sooner than later.
If somebody has a tip, how do they get in touch with you?
Crime Stoppers is easy. It's either call it 504-822-1111, go to the Crime Stoppers GNO website and hit the post the tile that says send a tip, or you can go to the web to our free app, which is Crime Stoppers GNO. Say it here.
I hope they get them in custody.
And again, you remain anonymous.
Hope they get them in custody for a lot of reasons, one of which is you can get some rest. Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break. Talk to Katie Moore, WWL Louisiana reporter and anchor when we come back. 6:30, time for WWL First News. 6:44, 16 till 7. 7 out of the 10 inmates that escaped on Friday remain at large. And I was watching it on Friday afternoon, and I was watching Katie Moore and Mike Pearlstein. And I wanted to have Katie Moore on this morning to kind of recap everything that happened because it was Friday afternoon. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well.
Thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy. But I know a lot of people, it was Friday afternoon, and then they get lost in the weekend, and this happens and that happens, and they lose sight of the whole thing. But if you can take us back to the timeline on all of this, when the people escaped, when they ran across the interstate, what was available on cameras in the prison? Who noticed it when? When did the media become alerted? When did NOPD become alerted by the sheriff's office? Take me through all of that, Katie, if you would, please.
Yeah, so I think what we're hearing now is at sometime between midnight and 1 a.m. is when this whole thing started. That's when a surveillance video inside the jail shows the inmates shimmying these doors that are basically the sliding, what used to be like the bars, when we would say somebody's behind bars. Well, these are like the doors to their two-man cells. Mm-hmm. So they started shimmying those cells. Apparently, you know, there's some sort of design flaw in them. The Sheriff Susan Hudson says that she's been kind of sounding the alarm about for a while now, and apparently they know how to defeat it. So 10 inmates managed to get their cell doors open. Then they managed to crawl through some plumbing space that was behind a handicapped toilet. It's unclear whether or not some plumbing work was going on there or if someone from the outside helped to cut this really thick rebar that's in the concrete walls throughout the facility for this very reason.
When you say outside, you mean exterior wall outside of the prison?
No, I mean someone who is from the outside helped them cut it to get through. I think there's still a question mark there.
Okay.
Whether or not it was, you know, somebody working on the outside, you know, to help get them out. Or if it was just plumbing work that was being done and contractors had cut it, you know, because there's been a significant amount of work going on phase three of the jail. And then there have been some plumbing issues with water and such at the jail recently. So I think that's still part of the investigation that they're working on. But at some point around 1 a.m., they ended up out. They ended up crawling out through a dock where they get supplies in the jail. They've showed surveillance video of that now, and then we ended up getting that from Susan Hudson on Friday. And then you can see them actually running across the interstate on surveillance cameras outside the jail after that. Now, what is stunning, I think, to a lot of people is that it took from that point, no one noticing it, until 8:30 in the morning when they had bed checks. That's when they really realized that these 10 inmates, at the time they thought it was 11, but these 10 inmates had escaped. What else is surprising is that they didn't know that that 11th inmate was actually still in the jail for several hours. So then from 8:30 until around 10:30, many law enforcement officials that are high ranking, many city officials say that's around the time that they started to become aware that this had happened. The media, we heard about this from sources. We didn't have a press conference with Susan Hudson until around 11:30 on Friday. Mm-hmm. And so think about that time gap. It took a significant amount of time from 11:30 to the point when we were given mugshots and booking photos of those inmates. So that's a huge time delay that gave these inmates a really big head start to get where they needed to go.
When it comes to these doors that were jimmied, I've never been, thankfully, and I don't intend to go to the Orleans Criminal Justice Center or the Parish Prison, whatever you want to call it. That had to make some noise, I would think, huh?
You would think it had to make some noise. And also, you know, it was caught right there on camera. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the points that I know I personally plan to dig into is how little staffing there was at the jail. And, you know, I know that this has been an issue for some time. It's a national issue of sheriff's offices around the country not having enough staff to adequately staff their facilities. But what we heard on Friday was there was no guard in that lot of inmates, and the person who was supposed to be watching the cameras had gone to take their lunch break. So how does that happen when you have a tier full of some of the most possibly dangerous criminals in Orleans Parish? And you don't have somebody watching them.
Let's talk about some of the records that these people have, can we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of them has been convicted of murder. He was tried twice. Jason Williams actually personally tried him. Some of the others are also, you know, in there waiting for trial on second-degree murder charges. We have one of the inmates who's charged with domestic aggravated battery involving strangulation. We have armed robbery defendants who are, you know, out on the run right now. So we're talking about some pretty serious charges.
Right, let me take a break. I'm going to pick your investigative reporter brain when we come back, all right? Because you and Mike and David Hammer, all y'all do a great job. I want to know, because I was watching you on Friday and I could just hear the wheels turning, and I'm just wondering, as an investigative reporter, what are your questions going into this? Because I have a lot of them, and one is that, you know, I mentioned earlier, it was like the movie Casino, where either you're too stupid to know this was going on, you shouldn't be here, or you're in on it. Those are the only two options, because I don't see a third. 6:50, 10 till 7. More we come back, up to $20,000 rewards on each prisoner. Seven of them still missing, 10 escaped. At first, they thought it was 11. Katie, the 11th guy, was he where he was supposed to be, or just they didn't know?
I think they just didn't realize he was in a different part of the prison.
There you go. All right, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Katie Moore, WWL-TV anchor and investigative reporter, nice enough to get up early. I know she's busy to spend some time with us, talk about the great jailbreak of 2025. Katie, you have kids, I know, and you would expect the school to know where your kids are at any given moment, right? Or if they left, you would expect to find out about it?
Yes,
and your kids are not violent felons or murderers, are they?
The goal to prevent that, Tommy.
Yeah, you understand, the point of where I'm getting here. So I wanted to ask you earlier to pick your brain as an investigative reporter. What are you thinking of now? Where do you start looking into all of this with so many things? How could all of this happen?
Well, first of all, I think my thought and a lot of people's thoughts out there is that this is like a movie. You know, this is like something that you hear. This is Shawshank Redemption, you know?
But there was no hole in the wall behind a poster. There was this on video of them running across the interstate, right?
No, yes. There was a hole behind a toilet, though, that everybody wants to know how it got there, you know? My initial thought is, you know, how did this happen? And, what was playing out behind closed doors over the last few weeks that allowed and enabled these guys to do this? On that front, there are so many questions about the security of the jail, how people are being housed, who's being put where, why there wasn't more supervision and oversight, what's been going on with the consent decree. You know, there's a federal consent decree, which is basically a document that allows and requires a federal judge to oversee a number of things at the jail in order to bring it up to constitutional guidelines in housing of inmates there. And so this federal oversight has been in place for several years now. So I think there are a lot of questions about why, you know, any security flaws that are at Orleans Parish Prison or Orleans Justice Center that it's called now have kind of flown under the radar. Haven't flown under the radar. Why haven't we done more about them? And how did we get to this point where we have this historic jailbreak larger than any has ever happened from that facility, at least since it's been built post-Katrina? So when this was built about 10 years ago, this was supposed to be a state-of-the-art facility. And, that's what was touted to the rooftops because of all the extra FEMA money that had come in. Mm-hmm. And the jail before that, the House of Detention, it was kind of a ramshackle grouping of buildings that were poorly maintained and, just in really bad shape. And so when they got this new Justice Center, it was, touted again as a state-of-the-art facility. So how do we have this colossal failure happen? Is it a question of leadership? Is it a question of funding? You know, those are all the questions that were going through my mind as I was sitting there for 8 hours talking about this on Friday with you and the people at home.
I know you don't you don't like to speculate, but I know you do have some law enforcement sources and so forth. Do you think these people will be in custody by the end of the day?
I don't know about the end of the day. They had too good of a head start, but I do know that those Crime Stoppers rewards already have kids coming in, so I think it's only a matter of time.
Thank you, Katie. Appreciate your time. Now, Katie brought up the consent decree with Rafael Goyeneche. She's reading ahead because last week, Rafael Goyeneche brought up the Orleans Justice Center under the consent decree and what would happen if there wasn't sufficient moderation of that by the federal government. So Rafael's going to join us when we come back. He kind of foretold this, Rafael Stradamus, in a way, because he mentioned problems with the Orleans prison. We'll talk about it when we come back on WWL.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.